from a professional perspective and my day job, you know, really what we are very much focused on is the future of flight, the future of safety, the future of next generation of activities surrounding aerospace industry. For me personally, ensuring that women play a central part of this future is critically important.
Why is it so important that women are included in our aerospace future, as it were, or in the fields of science, technology, engineering, mathematics?
Well, I think from a very practical perspective, when you think about half the population of the world being women, if there aren't sufficient representatives of females in this industry, then the industry is losing. So to me, there's a business proposition as well as just a social justice issue.
And how difficult or easy is it to get women into this field?
Yes, I mean, I think as you heard today, it's becoming increasingly difficult to attract youth of either gender into this area. I think it's harder for women because traditionally in the critical junior high school years, many young girls, unfortunately, don't necessarily have the encouragement, the support, and the role models of other women who are in this broader STEM career.
Speaking of women having role models, you serve as a role model for many women. Tell us about your background. Like, what led you into this field?
Well, I mean, it's funny, right? We all set on a path and we never really know where it takes us. And I think that's part of the excitement of life. For me personally, my background is actually in the soft sciences, in Russian studies and in Spanish. And I started doing a lot of policy work in those areas. But as I evolved, I really moved more and more into the seam between technology and policy, and that's how I ultimately kind of hit the tipping point of going into more of a technical area. I think because of that, I have a somewhat different perspective since I'm not a technical engineer, physicist, mathematician, but I think what you really recognize is that being able to bring critical skills in communication and in learning and in writing, and then being able to be open to and engaging in more technical pursuits is really a very exciting path.
Ms. Chodakewicz, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations Radio. And my final question is this: what role do you think the United Nations plays in all of this?
Wow, that's a great question. I think, you know, obviously the credibility, the power, the messaging of the UN is just enormous. And I think as we heard in the panel, so much of the problem in terms of attracting young women in this path is because lack of knowledge and lack of awareness. And one of the many things that the UN does so magnificently is really be able to begin the campaign of awareness, of education, and recognizing that there is, you know, a pool of other women out there that look like them. So it's not that they're just leaping into the abyss, that there is a cadre of individuals that they would be joining, and getting that message out through the UN as well as other means would be extraordinary.